This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. I saw an estimate earlier today that 126 million people tuned into the Super Bowl last night. I'm using tuned in liberally there. There was the CBS broadcast, as it were, some other platforms as well, including Paramount Plus, CBS's streaming service. But that particular live stream left some longing for the good old days of cable, as the feed was interrupted by some extended buffering episodes and some crashes. Consumer reported incidents on the website Down Detector said problems spiked during the pregame, continued into the game itself. Paramount Plus says only a small number of users were affected, but when you're making big bets that live sports are going to pull in new subscribers, well, buffering ain't great. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
During Usher's halftime performance yesterday, a group of watchers, including TikTok user SajiLove08, were singing along when all of a sudden, Ludacris freezes and the dreaded spinning buffer wheel appears on the screen. Ross Benish, an analyst with eMarketer, says those kinds of glitches are a real bummer. But the big streamers have come a long way on this front since, say, 5 years ago.
You would see like a guy running and the screen would freeze and then like it'd reload and he's 30 yards down the field.
Live streaming is not what these services were built for. And especially when millions of people are watching at once, that puts pressure on their technical infrastructure, says Eric Sorensen with Parks Associates.
You know, when you think about bandwidth and bit rate and acquiring enough data to provide a live stream,
it's actually kind of a miracle there aren't more disruptions, Sorensen says. But Sundis Alfie with Oxford Economics says subscribers are expecting a seamless viewing experience.
It's so easy to be frustrated these days with a service just not getting something right.
Ross Benish with eMarketer says streaming is a competitive market right now.
The audience isn't going to follow and the advertisers aren't going to want to pay to be in front of the audience if the viewing experience sucks.
He says streaming companies are hoping that sports and other live events will be the thing that makes their subscription a must-have. But one bad live stream can sour their viewers. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.